So let's talk about how to get those wounds healed. We know the Word of God can do it because 1 James 21 says that if we receive the Word implanted in us, it has the power to save our souls. The Word of God can save your soul. Amen. Counseling can help you save your soul. And I'm not dissing anybody as I say this. Christian counseling is good. I know some great Christian counselors, but I see it taking a long time sometimes to get people healed. We don't have a lot of time. I'm on a fast, accelerated trip. Anybody want to get on my train with me? We got to do stuff fast now. People are coming into the kingdom like rapidly. Millions all over the planet. And their spirits made instantly perfect, but their soul's a mess. Got a bunch of Christians running around going, God, this is supposed to be great, and I'm miserable. What's wrong with me? It's your soul. Nobody's taught them about the soul. I know a bunch of Christians that have been believers for 30 years that are a big old mess because nobody's taught them about their soul. We do prison ministry. Man, I got like 2 to 3 hours when I go into prison to get everybody saved, healed, and delivered one stroke. I need an accelerated tool, supernatural tool to heal the soul. So we began to pray into it because we believe that if we needed it, God was going to give it to us. It's that simple. And we believe that in heaven there's everything we need. So that God would reveal to us that supernatural tool. So we began to pray into receiving it. And one of our team members had a vision that Jesus showed up in one of our meetings as we were ministering to the soul. And he began to shoot light, laser beam lights into everybody's soul. And everybody started getting healed in the presence of the light that was coming out of Jesus. When I heard that vision, I really believed that God was saying, this is it. This is the tool. But I wanted to see in scripture. So let's look at it together. Ready? Is there biblical proof that light can heal the soul? Because the soul is a little bit less tangible. It's like, wow, light can heal. You know, doctors use light to heal your skin, your hair, diseases, your brain, strokes, all kinds of things. But can it actually heal something less tangible than the soul, like your emotions, your mind, your thoughts, your will? According to Scripture, it can. In Malachi 4:2, it says this, and the Son of Righteousness, meaning Jesus, arises with healing in his wings and his beams. That's from the Amplified. The word beams there is beams of light. So Jesus comes with healing in his beams of light, his beams of light. But does that light actually heal the soul? I looked at that word healing in the Hebrew there. The word healing is in the Hebrew, the word called marpe, which means, among other things, to be sound of mind. What's your mind? It's part of your soul. It comes from the Hebrew root word rapha, which means to be healed of your personal distresses. Does that sound like soul wounds to you? Personal distresses? So according to that scripture, the Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, arises with healing for your soul that causes you to be sound of mind, marpe, and to be healed of your soul wounds, your personal distresses, rapha, in his wings and his beams of light. Light can heal the soul. Now, why do I call it the glory light? I'll tell you why. Because it says that he comes with healing in his wings and his beams. What's the wings part? That's a Hebrew word, kanaf. It actually means the corner of a prayer shawl. Do you know what the prayer shawl represents in the Hebrew tradition? It represents the glory of God. Because now the Jewish people get married under the huppah, which represents the glory of God. It represents them getting married to God at the foot of Mount Horeb under the pillar of glory cloud. So according to that scripture, Jesus comes with healing for your soul in his wings, which is his glory, and his beams of light. It's the glory light that heals you. I know you've heard this, the scripture that says that we are transformed into his image, into his likeness from glory encounter to glory. Every time you get into the glory, the tangible presence of God coming down, you get transformed. Why? Because in that glory is light, baby. And light has the power to heal your soul. How do I know that light is in the glory cloud, that it's actually made of light? Because when Jesus went up to the Mount of Transfiguration, remember it says he got covered by the cloud? In the Amplified Bible, it says that the cloud came down and it was, quote, composed of light. The glory is made of light. That's why when the glory comes out and is manifesting, you're transformed into his image. Because in that glory is light. And Jesus' light can heal your soul. Did you hear me? I said Jesus' light. Nobody else's. Not some New Age light or some other kind of light. It's the light of Jesus that heals your soul. Why? Because he is the light. He is the light. John 12:8 says this, that once more Jesus said this, addressing the crowd, I am the light of the world. He who follows me will not be walking in darkness, but will have the light which is life. That word life there in the Greek is the word Zoe. It means the fullness that God has for us in life. But it also, that word Zoe refers to the soul. Jesus came to bring light to the soul so that you could have the fullness of life that God has promised you. Amen? Listen to one more verse in Luke 11, and then we're going to show you how to apply the glory light to your soul. In Luke 11, Jesus is talking. He says, the eye is the lamp of the body. When your eye or your conscience is sound and fulfilling its office, your whole body is full of light. What is it talking about there? It's talking about the eye. Remember what we talked about earlier? The eye there means the faculty of knowing, the mind. It's not just your eye, but it's also your mind, and which is part of your soul, right? I know you've heard the phrase, the eye is the window to the soul. So it's talking about your soul there and how you cause your soul to be sound and fulfilling its office. The way that happens is when your, quote, whole body is full of light. You see, all of the parts of your soul, your mind, your will, and your emotions were created by God to fulfill specific jobs, to hold specific offices in your body. Your mind has a certain job, your emotions have a certain job, your will has a certain job, and they need to be sound and correctly fulfilling their office. And the way that happens is when your whole body's filled with light. When you start being soaked and being saturated with the glory light of Jesus, then your mind's going to be sound, baby. You're going to start thinking the right thoughts and then making the right decisions. Your will is going to be sound and fulfilling its office, correctly doing the thing that God created it to do when your whole body's filled with glory and with light. Your emotions will be sound and fulfilling their office. You're going to feel good, God-given emotions, not rage and anger and jealousy and all that. You're going to be feeling the right kind of emotions that God created for you. Your emotions will be sound and fulfilling its office when your whole body is filled with glory and with light. Amen? All right, now, we have a teaching called The Glory Light of Jesus Heals the Soul. We're really sticking on this. We're going to do this teaching again in another month, I think, aren't we? This is a life-changing thing. This has completely changed my life. Do you understand that? This has completely changed my life. Yes. And it's changed the life of all my people and my husband and my team and everybody else. I feel better. Yeah. I feel completely different. Yeah. And I was full of ugly wounds, let me tell you that I put on myself. Hallelujah. So we're really focusing on that. Now, in our teaching, The Glory Light of Jesus Heals Your Soul, which is back on the table, there is two discs. One disc completely gives some detailed revelation, biblical stuff that shows you how to apply the glory light of Jesus in detail. I mean, this is really good detailed stuff, and you need to get it. And then the next disc teaches you how to soak other people, because how many of you have peeps in your life that need their soul healed? Oh, yeah? And you can do it. I've seen sign wonders and miracles happen when I sent glory light to people long distance. How about that? Would you like to do that? Yes. So you need to get that teaching. The glory light of Jesus heals the soul. But right now, what I'm going to do is, because we're teaching on dreams and visions, and because that's part of getting your soul healed, they lead you down the path to getting your wounds healed. So I just want to give you the three basic steps that you can take to get your soul healed. What are they? Number one, what did Mark 9 say about how the wounds in your soul are formed? It says that sin creates the wound, right? Sin makes the wound in the soul. So as you position yourself to begin soaking your soul in the glory light of Jesus to get the healing, you have to first deal with the sin that made the wound. Okay, how do you do that? You apply the blood of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, amen? And so what you do is, as we're going into the soak and into the activation, we're going to have it to be where you just begin to apply the blood of Jesus by faith to whatever sin created, whatever wound the Lord's going to deal with today. Do you need to know what the exact sin is and the exact wound is? Not in the beginning. I want you to let go of your own reasoning. Don't say, today I'm going to deal with this because I know I'm really bothered by this particular thing right now, so it must be a wound in my soul. Blah, 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 blah. Stop it. Stop it. Listen to me. You think that thing you need to deal with today is the wound that is going to be your target today. But you know what? That wound right there probably came from another wound that's way back that you might not even remember or recall. What does the scripture say in Proverbs 3? Let the Lord lead and guide your paths. That you're not to rely on your own understanding or insight. And let him lead and guide you, right? And he will make straight and plain your paths. So as you begin the activation today, when we go into it, I want you to just totally just start repenting and have the Lord bring something to your mind. Let him pop a memory into you. And if you don't get one, don't sweat it. Half the time I do it by blind faith, and boy, I get a healing because I feel different. And then maybe later on, God will tell me what it was. Okay? But don't make the plan. I'm going to deal with this today. Oh, yeah? Get out of the way and let God do it, okay? All right. So that's number one. We're going to deal with the sin in the blood of Jesus. Then once the sin that created the wound is dealt with, then you can begin to apply the glory light of Jesus to your soul. Okay, how do you apply the glory light of Jesus to your wounds to get them healed? I'll give you the simplest example I can think of. Remember the woman with the issue of blood? In Mark 5, just so happens to be the story right after the man who lived among the tombs. Got to think that they're connected. And it says this, and there was a woman who had a flow of blood for 12 years, who had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and was no better, but instead grew worse. She had heard the reports concerning Jesus. She came up behind him in the throng, because he was being surrounded by a crowd of people, and touched his garment. For she kept saying, if only I touch his garment, I shall be restored to health. And immediately, her flow of blood was dried up at the source, and she suddenly felt that her body had been healed. And Jesus recognized that power had gone out from himself. So what happened was Jesus recognized some power left, so somebody must have got healed. He starts looking around to see who it was. She sees him looking around. She comes forward. Oh, it was me. Like she had to apologize for it or something. And he's like, oh, no, don't worry, daughter. Your faith has healed you. So how can you apply the glory light of Jesus to your soul with your faith and your focus? Because we see two things going on here, main things for this woman. She used her faith and her focus. Okay, the scripture says that Jesus told her, you got the healing, daughter, because of your faith. So she definitely used her faith to get the healing. How can you use your faith to get the healing? Believe what you just heard today. Believe that the scriptures, that the word of God says that the glory and the light of Jesus actually can heal your soul. And do more light scripture searching yourself, to do more studying yourself so that you can believe even more. And choose to believe what scripture says and then activate your faith. And then take your faith and apply it in a focused manner. Because see, she had faith, but she activated her faith by remaining focused. What did the scripture say she did? That she just kept on saying to herself. She just kept on saying to herself that if I just touch the hem of his garment, that I'll be healed. She just kept on saying that to herself. And she just kept on saying that to herself. She was focused. She was driven. She was persistent. She wasn't letting herself get distracted. Her mind was not getting distracted. She was keeping her mind like an arrow, going straight towards the target. I've got a goal. I'm keeping my mind focused on it. I don't care how many people are in my way. Excuse me. Pardon me. I'm sorry. Can you please get out of my way? I'm trying to be nice. Excuse me. I really am trying to be polite. Thank you. I'm going. That's how you can do it. That's how you can focus. That's how I do it all the time. I use my faith. I believe the glory light of Jesus heals my soul. And I probably have one up on you because, man, I've gotten dozens and dozens and dozens of wounds healed in the light. So I just believe. And I know it works every single time. When I got an issue, if I get the wound healed, it works every single time for me. And I keep my mind focused on it. I am like her. I'll just take 15, 20 minutes a day and do that. I'll just keep saying to myself and keep saying to myself and keep thinking to myself, the light is coming right now in the name of Jesus. It's coming. It's coming to fill my soul. It's Malachi 4:2. The Son of Righteousness is arising on my soul to cause me to be marpe, sound of mind, and rapha, to be healed of my personal distresses in his glory and his light and his wings and his beams. And the glory and the light is filling me right now. And it's Luke 11, that my whole body's filled with light, and my eye or my soul, my mind, my will, and my emotions will be sound and fulfilling their office. More light, more glory, more light, more glory, more light, more glory, more light, more glory. You get what you keep your mind on. You're thinking, I can't do that. You can. You can raise up and do it. And you don't have to be as, I'm Xena Warrior Princess, okay, so you don't have to be like that. But you can do the best that you can do, amen. And you can keep your mind focused. And when your mind gets turned away and distracted, bring your mind back to focusing and putting the glory and the light on your soul. It's all about the glory and the light. Because you know what the supernatural tool God used to heal that woman was? It was his glory light. Let me prove it to you. Because she touched the hem or the wings of his prayer shawl. Remember what the prayer shawl represents. The glory. And in that glory, glory just dropped on my back just now as I said this. It just went poof, and just heat just exploded on my back. And inside that glory is the light. That glory cloud is composed of light, and light could heal. You see, when she touched the hem of the prayer shawl, then Malachi 4:2 literally came to pass in her life. The Son of Righteousness, Jesus Christ, arised on her with his wings, his glory, and his beams of light. That's the tool Jesus used to heal that woman. And by the way, when that woman was healed, Jesus said that he felt virtue, right? Leaving his body, virtue. You know, I would not venture to guess that some of the thing that he felt, some of the power he felt coming out of his body was heat. Have you ever prayed for somebody and you felt heat?
Yeah.
Because light, when you turn on a light bulb, it gets hot. When I pray for people and I release light, I feel heat all the time. I would not doubt that he felt heat leaving his body. And you know what? That glory and that light that released from him when she touched the hem of his garment, that released her, healed her physical body. But you know what? It healed her soul too. How do I know? Because the word virtue there means the power for performing miracles, but it also means this, listen, moral power and excellence of soul. He released virtue to cause her physical body to be healed and to cause her to have excellence of soul, to be healed in her soul, man. Because I'll tell you what, that woman had wounds in her soul. I mean, check it out. She had been sick for 12 years. 12 years. And Mark 5 says, and she had endured much suffering under the hands of many physicians. She had spent all she had and was no better, but grew instead worse. Do you think all of that put wounds on her soul? In fact, I would even venture to say that her disease was caused by a soul wound. Why do I say that? Because the scripture says that when she was healed, the quote, flow of blood dried up at the source. That word source means origin. That word origin means something back in time from which a bunch of stuff arises out of. That's what a soul wound is. It happens to you back in time. A sin comes against you, creates a wound, and a bunch of ugly stuff arises out of that wound. She was healed at the source, the very beginning of the problem. I believe it was a soul wound. So that's what you can do as we activate in that today. You're going to do that. You're going to keep your mind focused. We're going to work on this every session today. You're going to apply the blood, and then you're going to keep your mind on a focused amount of time of applying the glory light. You're going to keep saying to yourself, keep saying to yourself, keep saying to yourself, I put the glory and the light on my soul. Amen? And then the third step, this is the third step, and it's super easy. At least it sounds easy, but it is. Once the wound is gone, then you can command the demons to come off. Stop making more until the wound is healed. Just stop it. If you feel resistance, if you still feel stuff coming against you, then soak your soul first. Get the healing of a wound in your soul. And then you can make war with the demonic and they will come off. And you won't be rebuking and rebuking and rebuking and rebuking until your rebuker is worn out. Hallelujah. So before we close this session, I'm going to do an impartation on media. And then we're going to do an impartation for you and then we're going to soak. Are you guys ready to do all that today? Hallelujah. I want to tell you a story about our light anointing, how we got it. I went to Bethel years ago when my mom was sick. Bethel Church in Redding, California. The Lord told me to go there. Didn't even know anything about Bethel. Never heard of it before in my life. Yeah, I know I'm the last one on the face of the planet. But I'd been in prison. Hello. And so God told me to go there. He said when I went, I was going to get an anointing to heal to drive out demons and heal the sick. And when I got there, I realized why God had sent me there. It was only world famous for their signs, wonders, and miracles, and the kingdom of heaven manifesting there on a regular basis. The third day I was there, I received an anointing. I was filled up with the liquid glory, power of God, and we began to move into signs and wonders. When we started working on the soul, I saw a vision of two mountains, and we're going to talk about the symbol of the mountain later on. Two mountains. One was this little gray mountain, and one was this big, white, majestic mountain. And as I looked at it, the big mountain was overshadowing the little one. And I looked at it, and I got the overwhelming feeling of the presence of Bethel. And I said, what is it, Lord? He said, it's Mount Shasta. And I thought, oh, yeah, you can see Mount Shasta from the campus at Bethel if you've ever been there. It's beautiful. And I said, okay. So I started doing some research on Mount Shasta. The mountain is called the White Mountain. The word white in the dictionary, one of the meanings, is the partial or total reflection of light. It's a mountain of light. It's also called the Lighthouse of the Pacific. That's the other name for Mount Shasta. Amen? The Lighthouse of the Pacific. And as I got that revelation, the Lord said, Mount Shasta will prevail over the mountain of the soul. the light anointing will prevail. My son's glory and his light. So I want to do an impartation by media first, and then we're going to have the team come up here, and we're going to give you that impartation of light. Amen? So that you can begin to carry the glory of the light and put it on your soul. Amen? So in the name of Jesus, I speak to anyone listening right now by media in Jesus' name, and I decree the loosing of the Mount Shasta light mountain anointing, the glory light of Jesus. Oh, I feel it right now. There it is. Bang. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I loose it. I feel it pouring down my arms and out of my stomach right now, going. Whoa, the Lord said you're a bow, and it's shooting an arrow of light and glory to people on media right now. In the name of Jesus, just receive it as you're listening to the media right now in Jesus' name. And I hear it's done that fast. Just give God a praise right now for what he's doing. Amen. Jesus.